PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hey, it's Mark Baratelli, editor of the Daily City, back once again to talk about the stories we care about happening in Orlando, Florida. Let's get to it. For years, Tasty Takeover, Orlando's original weekly food truck event, took place across two separate rear parking lots in the Milk District. A larger lot behind 2428-2434 East Robinson Street, and a smaller one behind 2424 East Robinson Street. The lots were connected by a pass-through, and they regularly hosted 13 trucks. Well, starting Tuesday, January 9th, Tasty Takeover moves to the smaller lot and goes from 13 to 10 trucks, and a new event called Tuesday Food Trucks, run by Barrio Enterprises LLC, will take over the larger lot with an as-yet-undisclosed number of trucks. The lots are right next door to each other, and both events will run every Tuesday, 6 to 10 p.m. The addition of Tuesday food trucks will give the Milk District two food truck nights running on the same day of the week at the same time of day. Also, just 1 mile away are two other food truck events at Orlando Fashion Square Mall. The Daily City's Food Truck Bazaar has 10 to 15 trucks once a month on second Sundays, 6 to 9 p.m., and Kona Food Truck Luau has 10 to 15 trucks once a month on third Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. All four food truck events take place within a mile of each other, so the Daily City is calling this area the Street Food District. Honestly, I've heard attendance has dwindled lately at Tasty Takeover, as it also has dwindled at Food Truck Bazaar. Perhaps the days of food truck events are numbered. We're sure to find out in 2018. Perhaps the area is oversaturated. We'll find out. According to the Wall Street Journal, NPD Group says tacos are one of the top five foods ordered at restaurants in the U.S. The owners of Casa must have been paying attention because they're kicking their Casa concept out and replacing it with a taco restaurant. The name is Chile, Tequila, and Tacos and will launch the new all-Mexican restaurant menu January 23rd. Casa isn't the only restaurant heeding the call of the taco. The overabundance of taco restaurants made Orlando Weekly's Top 10 Orlando Food Trends We Hope Stay Behind for 2018 feature. The writer of that piece said, quote, "Restaurateurs responded to Orlandoans' cries for better Mexican food with approximately 15,000 new Mexican restaurants. Well, hey, here's one more." Crate and Barrel is closing inside Millennia Mall. I didn't care either, right? Because I'm a man. And the only reason I'd ever need a $350 Le Creuset saucepan is to slap my d*** on, because that's what men do, you p***y f***. Well, apparently people do care about the closing of Crate and Barrel, because we taped a tongue-in-cheek sad video walkthrough of the 99% empty store, and people's comments were actually sad. Also, a couple employees said the closing was announced to them 1 week before Christmas. Now that is some sad shit right there that, honestly, we never thought about before we filmed the video. We were too busy slapping water goblets in the tableware section to care. Watch the video on our Facebook page at Facebook/The Daily City. The U.S. Department of Justice awarded Orange County $3 million to hire 25 full-time, sworn, career law enforcement officers over the three-year grant period ending October 31, 2020. The county must match that award with $3,400,000 coming from the Orange County Sheriff's Office. The 25 officers will be assigned to three departments: Problem-Oriented Police Squad, a proactive enforcement plan promoting change in the community's view of police response; SWAT, and Homeland Security. This grant can be used for the following: hire new officers, rehire officers who have been laid off or are scheduled to be laid off on a specific future date as a result of local budget reductions. The maximum reimbursement for each officer's salary and fringe benefits is $125,000. And finally, get your hankies ready. On the blog, I shared the top 10 click stories of 2017 and also shared my thoughts on this year and the history of the Daily City. I am grateful for every click readers chose to give me. Bringing back this blog from the dead was a slow and steady, be happy with every click you get, write about what you want, write when you want effort. getting back into the routine of being 100% responsible for 100% of the content took 1 year. 2017 was a year of getting back on the horse. The Daily City grew slowly in popularity from 2007 to 2012. It won all the big blog awards, I was invited to City of Orlando brainstorms, and I was putting on special events like Orlando's first pop-up shop, pop-up dinner, recurring U-Haul art show, cardboard art festival, taco truck taste test, and eventually the food truck bazaars. And then I caused its downfall. Number one, I turned my attention to Food Truck Bazaar, which by 2012 had turned into a legitimate, real business. And number two, I fired my writer. Bazaar started as a one-night event, but I turned it into an 8-to-15-night-a-month event. While the decision to focus on Bazaar was the adult thing to do, I was poor and oldish, I took attention away from the blog, which was my passion and how everything got started. My passion was the blog, and yet I screwed that up by firing the one person who was creating content for it. Bazaar flourished, and the Daily City died. In February 2016, I announced I was closing the blog after 9 years in business. Orlando Sentinel wrote about the closing, which shocked me because I felt it'd been dead long enough and people weren't reading it. At that point in 2016, the Daily City just had no relevance anymore. It was gone. Then in 2017, I told myself to screw my 5-post-a-day requirement, and number one, write when I felt like it, and number two, write about what I personally was interested in, and three, celebrate any clicks I got ever. So if I got 50 clicks, I would make myself say, awesome. These three things brought me back to life slowly over 2017. I am so proud of myself for completing 714 posts on my own this year, and I want to thank you, the readers, for reading this site in 2017. I appreciate your readership. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful. I think after all the slapping, a nice neutral story is fine.
I think that works
actually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Good stuff.
A PFT Media production.